The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
David Raleigh, a freelance journalist, was in court when the serving soldier who beat the woman unconscious in a street attack walked free after being given a fully suspended sentence. And the victim, Natasha O'Brien, has said the lack of justice is horrific. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
I heard you talk about this yesterday and I was, like everybody else, absolutely outraged. But for those who haven't heard what happened, maybe you'd give us the background to what was going on.
Indeed, Pat. It's a shocking case. At around half past one in the morning on the 29th of May 2022, the victim in this case, Natasha O'Brien, she was walking home on O'Connell Street in Limerick City, the main thoroughfare in the city, Pat, with a female friend. She had been just working a late shift at a bar in the city when a man unknown to her, who we now know as Cathal Crotty, was walking with a group of other men in front of Miss O'Brien and her friend, and he started shouting homophobic slurs at two other men who were across the street from them. It was heard in Limerick Circuit Criminal Court that when Miss O'Brien politely asked Mr. Crotty to stop shouting these slurs, he lashed out. He grabbed her hair, Pat. He began punching her in the head with full force, and the court heard that Mr. Crotty delivered at least six right hooks into Miss O'Brien's face. And during this unprovoked attack, Miss O'Brien fell to the ground, but Mr. Crotty then went on top of her and he still rained down punches on her head. And Miss O'Brien said she was pleading for Mr. Crotty to stop. He continued punching her, the court heard, while she was still on the ground and as she was losing consciousness. Mr. Crotty, it was heard, only stopped punching Miss O'Brien when another male passerby intervened. Mr. Crotty ran away. His friend stayed at the scene and he later bragged on the social media platform Snapchat in reference to four of the punches he delivered to Miss O'Brien, two to put her down, two to put her out.
My goodness. Now, he initially, when apprehended, said it was her. She was responsible for what happened. Isn't that so?
Indeed. The court heard that from Garda Brian Carroll, who's based at Henry Street Garda Station in Limerick City, and he told the court that Mr. Crotty had initially tried to blame Ms. O'Brien by telling Gardaí, who arrested him, that she had hit him and she had instigated the attack. However, when Gardaí showed Mr. Crotty the CCTV footage that they had harvested at the scene of him setting upon Ms. O'Brien without provocation, he admitted his guilt. That harrowing footage was played in court, Pat, and then Mr. Crotty had pleaded guilty in the court to one count of assault causing harm to Ms. O'Brien.
I mean, he was banged to rights. The CCTV indicated exactly what happened, vindicated her, and certainly indicted him for the assault. Now, what did the victim, Natasha, tell the court about the attack and the impact it had on her?
Well, Ms. O'Brien was very brave in court. She had to walk past Mr. Crotty, who carried out this awful attack on her, to get into the witness box in order to read her victim impact statement in court. She said that when Cathal Crotty attacked her, she went into a state of shock, as you can imagine. She said she couldn't understand why it was happening. She said she felt completely helpless. She said she was felt like she was being used as a punch bag. As she said, she was lying in the fetal position and losing consciousness, and Mr. Crotty continued a relentless beating, she said. And she said her last conscious thought was, he's not stopping, I'm going to die. Now, the physical injuries she said she sustained were devastating. She sustained a severe concussion, a broken nose. She had severe swelling, bruising on both arms, shoulders, her head, her right upper thigh, her left eye, her cheek and her jaw. And she spent the following weeks and months, Pat, attending hospital doctor appointments. And due to persistent concussion symptoms, she was deemed a high risk for a brain bleed. And she lived in constant fear that these injuries could still result in her death. She said she Crotty's actions had left her in a dark place. She said she was isolated. She was in constant dread of meeting him again. She said that she had lost her job because she couldn't concentrate at work afterwards. She said, I ultimately lost my job due to my rapidly declining performance. She said she became numb and detached from reality and she was living in perpetual fear of seeing him again.
Now, what did the court hear about Crotty?
Well, the court heard that this man, Cathal Crotty, is a serving private in the Irish Defence Forces. He's based at Sarsfield Barracks when he's on duty. He was 20 years of age at the time. He's now 22. He has an address at Park Row Heights in Ardna Crusha in County Clare, just outside Limerick City. He had no previous convictions, Pat. He was considered a model soldier by his superior officers until they discovered, I may add, what had happened. As I said, Garda Brian Carroll said that Mr. Crotty had initially tried to blame Miss O'Brien, but he pleaded guilty afterwards after he was shown the CCTV footage of him attacking Miss O'Brien. And his barrister, Donald Cronin, junior counsel, said that Cathal Crotty had still not given a full explanation for why he attacked Miss O'Brien. He said that Mr. Crotty had been drinking all day and that the level of alcohol in his system may have had something to do with his behaviour on the night, although he said it was totally inexcusable. He said that Mr. Crotty was ashamed and embarrassed and that he wanted to apologise to Miss O'Brien, and he asked the court not to jail Mr. Crotty. He said his army career was at stake, Pat. He said he was a young man, that he was at a crossroads in his life, and he had pledged he would never repeat what he had done.
Okay, so Natasha has lost her job because of the effects of the attack, and the barrister is asking the court for leniency for this guy because he might lose his job if he gets a conviction. Now, he did get a conviction, obviously, because he pleaded guilty. What did the judge say?
Judge Tom O'Donnell, who was the sentencing judge last Wednesday, he said that Crotty's actions on the night were, quote, utterly appalling. He said that he had, quote, no doubt that if he imposed an immediate jail sentence on Crotty, that his army career would be over. And he said he took into account and described in court that Mr. Crotty had taken pride in striking a defenceless woman in what was, the judge said, a cowardly, vicious, unprovoked and totally unnecessary assault. And he said Crotty deserved no credit for initially trying to deflect blame on Miss O'Brien. But the judge said he must be given credit in law for pleading guilty to the charge.
The law is an ass if that's the case. The law is an absolute ass. Credit when he's banged to rights by CCTV and was going to misrepresent what happened. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Indeed, Pat, that's what many people feel and many people are expressing both on social media and in the mainstream media. And it's a conversation that has now, the spotlight has been shone on the sentencing laws and the way these matters are dealt with in courts. That charge carries a maximum 5-year jail sentence, Pat. And Judge O'Donnell said that he had a huge judgment call to make in respect of Crotty's future. He said he had to take into account that Crotty had no previous convictions. He took into account his army career. He took into account that Crotty pleaded guilty early on a signed plea, which eliminated the necessity for a jury trial. And he said the prolonged use of Garda and court resources. And he pointed out to Miss O'Brien that a trial would have compounded her trauma and she would have been waiting up to possibly 18 months for it to come to trial.
She has made it quite clear that the judge has compounded her trauma by what happened yesterday. She's made that clear. So whatever about a trial and all the rest of it compounding her trauma, what the judge did yesterday, she says, has compounded her trauma. She said it's horrific. What about the defence forces? What do they have to say about this so-called exemplary soldier?
The defence forces, Pat, issued a statement last night. They praised the bravery of Natasha O'Brien, who exposed Private Cathal Crotty as the man who beat her unconscious in this awful attack. Their statement reads, "The Defence Forces commend the bravery of the victim in this case and hope for her full recovery from the injuries sustained. The Defence Forces unequivocally condemn any actions by serving personnel that are contrary to or do not reflect our values. Any conviction in a civilian court may have implications for the retention and service of members of the Defence Forces as stipulated in Defence Forces regulations. And once due process has been completed in a civilian court of law, it becomes a matter for the relevant Defence Forces authorities in accordance with Defence Forces regulations. And as such, it would be inappropriate to comment further at this time."
Suffice to say, we can infer from that there may be consequences within the army for Cathal Crotty even though the judge is trying to save his job, it may not be saved by the army authorities. They may decide we don't want this kind of carry on, even if it's in their own time, by members of our forces. It brings the forces into disrepute.
Indeed, it would appear so, Pat. The Defence Forces would not officially comment further when asked if it had planned to or had begun internal army disciplinary proceedings. And one thing to note, the Crotty superior officer at Sarsfield Army Barracks, Commandant Paul Tucker, he told the sentencing hearing that Crotty's conduct in the forces had, up to this point, always been exemplary. He was a disciplined and professional officer, and Crotty had always been courteous in his dealings with the senior ranking officer. However, Commandant Tucker said he was shocked at hearing what Crotty had done to Miss O'Brien. He said he was exceptionally disappointed and surprised by Crotty's behaviour. He said it was out of character, but he said he was most disappointed in Crotty because he said members of the Defence Forces are expected to keep people safe.
All right. I wonder, is there any prospect that the DPP could appeal the sentence?
Well, it's certainly something that I would imagine may be considered by the Director of Public Prosecutions, Pat. A number of people have suggested that may be a course of action that the DPP might consider taking.
Now, it's interesting. You were reporting earlier about another case of an unprovoked attack by a 19-year-old and two other males on a homeless man. Recently, and the same judge suspended sentence.
Indeed, I think in that case, Aaron Holland from Templemore in Tipperary was the accused. He pleaded guilty to engaging in violent disorder, Pat. I don't have my notes from that case,
but from memory,
the case. But the same judge, that man was part of a three-man gang who set upon a vulnerable, defenceless, homeless man in Limerick City. They kicked and struck that man 109 times. Judge Tom O'Donnell was the sentencing judge again. He took into account the fact that this man, Aaron Holland, had no previous convictions, which he has to do by law, and again delivered a fully suspended sentence.
All right. Look, thank you very much for that terrible story emanating from the courts in Limerick. That's David Rally. Well, I'm joined now by Ivana Juchek, Violence Against Women Coordinator at the National Women's Council of Ireland. Ivana, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your reaction to the way this has unfolded?
Well, at first, we do share a lot of the feelings that have been expressed already here. And we first and foremost commend Natasha and her bravery for speaking out and pursuing this difficult case to seek justice for the harm that has done to her. But we also want to express solidarity towards Natasha. And obviously, we share the feeling that this is not justice. This sentence is not justice. And it is not also in line with the zero tolerance approach to violence against women that is laid out by the government's third national strategy to end violence against women. As it was said, a man cannot viciously attack a woman, boast about it on social media, plead guilty to the attack and walk free from court with suspended sentence. Obviously, this is not justice for Natasha, but it's not justice for society because it sends the wrong message that men can do this and effectively get away with it. And Natasha has to suffer not only the attack, but also the aftermath of the attack and 2 years of trauma after it.
So the question is, can anything be done? Are we depending on the DPP to appeal the leniency of the sentence? Maybe judges need to be re-educated, or maybe the rules of sentencing need to be changed, because David, who's a very seasoned court reporter, was talking about what the judge said, I have to take into account this, I have to take into account the other. So presumably there are judicial guidelines laid down which he has to follow.
Absolutely. On the one hand, this particular case, we believe that a DPP must appeal the sentence in order to correct this injustice, but last year, the National Women's Council with the Department of Justice, we launched a report looking at the criminal justice, family law court and childcare process. And a lot of the issues that Natasha has highlighted actually came out on that report as well. That has a huge amount of very practical and very urgently needed recommendations. How the justice system re-traumatizes victims, by making them talk about their experience over and over again, but also that it takes a year for women to have their case heard in court, causing ongoing distress and harm to their mental health, as also happened to Natasha. So we cannot have a justice system that is harmful for survivors. So that report has a number of recommendations, including, as you said, training, but also supports to women and a number of recommendations that would make the justice system more victim-centered, that would take into account the trauma they experience and to make it easier for them to seek justice.
Well, Ivana, thank you very much for joining us. The level of outrage I've rarely seen on my text screen. That, by the way, is Natasha Jurcek from the National Women's Council.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.